Let's fight, but we can adapt it.
Who knows what may come next?
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovie watsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wingwong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top who's it, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
I forget just how much I enjoy that intro until I hear Craig Shufton say digital wingwong every week. Hi, Paul Verhoeven. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
No, I'm having a bit of trouble, Paul, beating the morning coffee blues.
Really? That doesn't sound... Oh, you're good, man. You're
not
professional.
That good. No,
good damn.
Good.
Well, have you guys ever been drinking coffee in the morning and wanted to punch someone nearby but not wanted to put your coffee down?
Well, yes, now that you mention it.
I'm hearing yes.
Yes.
Good. Well, there's something called the Fisticup coffee mug, and it's totally awesome. Essentially, it's a reinforced mug, and instead of a handle, you've got this modified set of brass knuckles. It's a coffee cup that's made for punching people.
Wow. That's great.
None of you guys are saying it's ridiculous. I was anticipating all this resistance.
No, I've had a hard week.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, because, you know, other devices do have other devices in them that are violent. Like umbrellas seem very passive, but every umbrella has a sword inside it. Or maybe that's every man has a Viking inside him. I'm reading weird books. Anyway, I've got a bit of cat news this week
good.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Is this keyboard cat?
No, it's a bit more off. A Florida man has been arrested, 48-year-old man Keith Griffin, with 10 counts of possession of very illicit pornography, and they kind of raided his house, and he blamed his cat.
Excuse me?
He blamed his cat. He told detectives he would, and this is a quote, I would leave on my computer and my cat would jump on the keyboard. And when I get back, there'd just be strange material downloaded.
Those cats. That's why they always look at you like that.
I've got a cat living in my house at the moment.
What's it been doing? You're allergic to that cat, aren't you?
She knocks the toilet paper into the toilet. So I'm going to blame her on that.
Okay. That's why you need to have a dog, because dogs just spend all your money on Etsy stuff and on eBay. Dogs are just harmless and cute. Cats are just evil. I do have some news. This is horror literature news. It's a bit niche. The ex-Prime Minister of France, Jacques Chirac, has angered remnants of the Republican Party in the United States by making these massively inflammatory remarks about George Bush. But the reason it's horror literature related, he basically said that in 2003, George Bush asked him in person to send troops to Iraq to stop Gog and Magog, the Bible's satanic angels of the apocalypse. Now, that just sounds kind of apocalyptic and silly, but the thing is, Gog and Magog are actually ancient characters in many religions, but they're also characters in DC Comics. Now,
are they not also characters in Melbourne... Aren't the Gog and Magog the timekeepers in one of the...
Oh, come on. You're so close.
It's like one of those special alleyways, and they're these big sort of statues, and then every hour they have to hit the clock.
They dong, do they?
Yeah, they
no,
dong.
No, you're thinking Neverending Story with those two big cats on either side.
No,
of the
I'm sure I'm right about
Can somebody text in, please, and tell us if you know, 1975,
7555. My parents used to take me to see Gog and Magog.
Wow, you had a great time. Some people went to Cockington Green, and you got to go to Gog and Magog.
They are obviously... They are biblical, well, maybe not biblical figures, but ancient religious figures.
Well, in DC Comics, Magog kills shit with a trident, and it's easy to make assumptions about Bush's intellect, but have you seen how long the Bible is? Can you really see him reading the whole thing?
He just went straight to the Gog and Magog bit and said, all right, let's stop these people.
Paul Verhoeven. All right, mate, listen, you're going to come back after the news for part two of Nerds of a Feather. You've got some gaming news about StarCraft 2.
Yep.
Oh, and some World of Warcraft news. Oh,
that's weird.
Isn't that happened? Wow, what a coincidence.
Hey? And the odds.
You've also got some news from Marie Cardi's story that she wrote in school, the magic school bus.
No. Just sex bus, Lindsay. You've got it all wrong.
it's a rotten, new erotic Marie material.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Thanks, Verhoeves.
Catch you after 8.
Paul Verhoeven, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I've actually got some breaking news.
Whoa.
Come on then, break it.
Well, a Michigan man, this is actually a true story, last week, you were saying Foldsy. Last week, a Michigan man was arrested for concealing a weapon in folds of his own fat.
Wow.
You don't believe me, do you?
Cunning. Yeah, I do, actually.
Did he know it was there? Or did he just, like, sort of roll over in his sleep on his knife or his gun?
Well, here's the funny story. I do six stories each show, and I thought I should place that one out for a gaming piece of news, which is technically bigger, but nowhere near as interesting.
No.
With that in mind, gaming news, StarCraft 2, which is the sequel to StarCraft 1, has been delayed, the release of its basic
chronology. Why not? They think of a better name for it.
Yeah.
StarCraft 4, just to throw things off. It's been delayed until the first half of 2010. That's years away.
Why?
Well, do you know how short my attention span is? I can barely cope with the fact that I have to do stuff tomorrow. That's and also, 2010 is actually the first double-digit 2000 year, and then we're kind of getting close to 2015, which is the year in which this Hill Valley clock tower was destroyed again.
Back to the future. Isn't the world supposed to end in 2012 anyway?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, of course it is. Yeah, the Mayan calendar. Yeah. Crazy Mayans. Blizzard, the developers of the game, attributed the delay. They're doing this new online gaming kind of network, and they basically said, we're delaying it. Here's the thing. There is no better way to piss off gamers than delaying giving them anything with the word craft in it. Having said that, if there was mug craft, no one would care except drama teachers who like to paint mugs.
What actually goes, just for those of us, I mean, look, I've played the game a lot, obviously.
Of course
but
you
for,
have,
for
yeah.
those who wouldn't have played it, what actually goes on in StarCraft?
StarCraft is essentially armies of space marines, which are like ex-convicts in big armored suits. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
Now, more gaming news. The next expansion for World of Warcraft has been announced, and they're basically going to be giving out... There's going to be two new playable races. Now, when you go to create a character, you get to pick from, you know, orcs, dwarves, elves, whatever. There's two new races, and the good guys and the bad guys get one race each. So the bad guys have been given, I'll tell you what the good guys have been given first. Let's pretend you're all fans and you're all quite excited. And this
Wow.
Two new races. Yippee.
Oh, wow. The sarcasm hurts my heart. The Alliance, the good guys have been given Worgen, which are these big kind of werewolf dudes with the ability to speak.
A giant Worgen.
They're werewolves, basically.
Right.
But they're called Worgen for copyright reasons, because werewolves is in no way copyrighted. The Horde, the bad guys, have been given goblins. Now, have you guys seen Willow?
Yes.
Yeah, you know those tiny skittering green ball bags that Willow's scared of? Those guys. Which is a bit like asking two friends to fight and giving one of them a lightsaber and the other one a fork. Now, the guy with the fork could technically win the fight, but it's a fork. No one cares. Finally... Space news. The Cassini spacecraft, which is this massive craft that's been orbiting Saturn since 2004, has released some really amazing photos. Incidentally, the spacecraft is the size of a school bus. So in my head, it's the magic school bus. Do you guys remember the magic school bus?
Yes.
With that hot redheaded teacher? Anyone?
No.
Is it wrong that I watched and read those purely on the basis that I found the teacher attractive?
Yes.
No, it's on the basis of some manga cartoons and stuff
but
anyway.
In Totoro, the Japanese cartoon or animation, there's a cat bus. So it's a bus that's made of a cat. It's actually a cat, and you climb inside the cat and the...
It sounds like a New Zealand tourist destination.
It's amazing.
Robbie, you and I should do a show called Buses.
Buses I've loved. Do you know that I used to go to school on a double-decker bus?
Really?
Yeah.
Like one of the red British ones? The two
Kind of like that, actually. To Richmond River High School on a double-decker bus. And there was a lot of territory about where you could sit on the bus. So,
the first day of high school, I walked up to the back of the bus, not knowing the rules.
Whoa.
And as a result, because the bus had to go down a big hill to get to the bus depot from the school.
Yeah.
And so all the bullies said you have to stand up and not touch anything.
I think you guys are doing your own show called The Buses
I've Loved. You know what? I love the Partridge Family bus.
That's a quality bus. Electric Kool-Aid Acid bus as well. That's interesting too.
I like the bus on the Spice Girls movie.
Where each of them had their own section. They all had their own.
And it was like the TARDIS.
Honey, I killed the conversation.
Anyway, photos from the space bus.
Anyway, yes. The photos show something odd. Now, the rings of Saturn are very thin, and basically they're kind of filled with sediment. So if anything kind of touches the rings, it leaves a big impression. Mm. Now, last week, they found photos implying that something large actually burst through one of the rings coming away from the planet. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of odd, which means something kind of left Saturn's surface. And I'm not sure what this is.
I like to think
that the Saturn is largely a farming, but like an egalitarian planet. And Lindsay has been stooping some alien farmer's, you know, daughter. And he had to leave in a hurry when he burst.
Lindsay!
You cat!
You cur!
I have no response for this, accusation that I'm having weird, illicit alien sex.
You have no response because Robbie and I have been talking about buses.
Let's get back to that.
Paul, well, we've got some nerd news for you. Are you a fan of the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Am I?
Well, you know Galadriel?
Yeah.
She's also known as Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be talking on this show to us and you tomorrow.
Oh, God, I love her so much.
Oh, isn't she amazing?
Thanks for Hosey.
Thanks, Hose. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.